Let's take a look around the sports world in Baltimore and Washington today. Big night for the Capitals. They defeated Florida and clinched the division title, which gives them a third seed and, I'm fairly positive, home court advantage over Ottawa, who they defeated four straight games this year. So Caps looks like they might be making a move, a tremendous, tremendous comeback for the Capitals from midseason with hiring a new coach and, of course, the incredible play of Alexander Ovechkin. The Wizards moved to 40-37 with an outside shot of overtaking Cleveland and getting home court advantage in the first playoff series in the NBA. Two games behind with five to go, but Cleveland is faltering and the Wizards just haven't been losing no matter who plays, no matter who doesn't play. Horrible loss the other night against Milwaukee that it's going to come back to haunt that home court advantage. The Orioles, believe it or not, break up the O's, 3-1. Hard to imagine after opening day, but timely hitting and great bullpen pitching, and certainly is the stopper Sherrill pitched great, and Luke Scott was 3-for-3. So maybe there's a little bit of hope. Don't get your hopes up too high, but a little bit of bright thoughts for the O's. And, of course, Eric Bedard opted out, didn't want to face the Orioles. That's what I think. Going to wait till Tuesday. Now you tell me why he couldn't pitch tomorrow. But doesn't want to face the O's, so be it. Sean Mosley makes his somewhat post-high school debut today, playing at the Towson Center, the Charm City Challenge. I think that game begins at 5 o'clock. I'll be there. Dino will be there. That should be very, very interesting. See how he fares against the other All-Stars in the area. We're going to see Quintel Thomas decided to go to Kansas. I'm not really sure if Maryland opted out of him. And, of course, we'll see Chris Turner, another guy Maryland kind of like decided they didn't want. And the great Henry Sims, who's going to Georgetown. So it should be an interesting game and anxious to see how Sean Mosley does under that kind of competition. But I have total confidence in how he will play. This is a wild, reckless game, though, so it doesn't really, really mean too much. But everybody's looking forward to see Sean in probably his last game. He might play one more All-Star game before he, you know, puts on the Maryland red. Moving on tonight, the women's, just mentioning it, Stanford beat Maryland. I'm looking for the upset tonight. I think Stanford will beat Connecticut tonight. That would be somewhat of a major upset. I think this 6'4" girl will frustrate UConn a little bit, and there's nobody out there as good as Candace Wiggins. Nobody. So that should be interesting. And I think that will about do it for everything that's happened. We had Maryland softball split with Florida State, and Maryland baseball team defeated Virginia Tech in a wet weather game down there. So that about wraps it up for Sunday, August the 6th, and have a good day, and we'll catch you later.